When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Keith McPherson on The Fan. KM is me. You got me until midnight, the AM. And it's the most wonderful time. The Yankees played today and they lost, and I'm not going to bury the lead. We're going to talk about that. Obviously, we have the Islanders and the New York Knicks to talk about. And we are a few sleeps away from the NFL draft. I love this. If you're like me and you just are into sports and you wake up and watch SportsCenter and you have a bunch of apps on your phone that are sports related and you waste money gambling on sports, this is the time for you. 877-337-6666 and two more sixes get you on my show. Welcome to the Ump Show. Welcome to the Ump Show. I've been saying it for years. It's been 5 years since Guardy was banging on the dugout. Savages in the box ran. It's been 5 years. And as Yankee fans, we still have to watch the Yankees go out and beat whoever they face and the umps. Oh, let me not say that on The Fan, because somebody's going to call up and say, oh, you're crying about the officiating. You're crying about the umpires. No, dummy, watch the game. Just watch the game. It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing at this point. There's one thing to have the human element. There's another thing that involves human error. It is a whole different ball game when we can't even start the ball game without these umpires and their God complex. What is that? Right? We had it a couple weeks ago with Gleyber Torres when Gleyber Torres was leading off. Don't worry, folks. We'll talk about Anthony Volpe leading off as well tonight. But remember that game, how that game got started. Why do I know these guys' names? Angel Hernandez, Laz Diaz. Bro, I saw Phil Cuzzy on the plane back from Tampa, back from spring training, and I wanted to say to him, what's the deal, dude? Is there an agenda against the Yankees? Like, just tell me, honestly. I didn't want to bother him. Flight, you know, was a little delayed with the bags and whatnot, so I left him alone. But the only thing I was going to say to him, do you guys have meetings? Do you guys have a group chat? Do you guys have Zoom calls where you all get together and you say, hey, when you go to Yankee Stadium, you best be alert. Aaron Boone, that Aaron Boone, he's got 35 ejections. Like, let's go back. I've talked about this a few times on The Fan. This is my third season doing the Yankees and doing the show covering the Yankees. And I have a problem with Aaron Boone going at the umps. It doesn't help our case at all, right? These are the guys calling balls and strikes. And Hunter Wendelstedt, whatever this guy's name is. What was his name? That's why I know you got a God complex. I know you have an issue. I know you're on a power trip, Hunter Wendelstedt. He was terrible behind the plate. He tried to give us a bunch of makeup calls. It didn't matter. Lost to the poverty A's, but let's go back. Boone has been getting ejected at the highest rate of any manager in baseball. It is his calling card. It is his MO. Like, when we criticize Boone, we say, what does he do? What is he known for? Now, I think he's managing this year, and they're giving him more of a leash to do so in his last year of his contract. You'd want that too, right? Hey, you'll get fired this year if you don't do well. Well, let me call the shots. But in the past, we're like, oh, he's a data applicator. Oh, he's an extension of the front office. Oh, he's this, he's that. But the one thing that he controls, the one thing that he does, is he can step out of that dugout and wear out an umpire better than maybe anybody all time. He's had so many reps at it. But that doesn't help the New York Yankees at bats. when you heard that Savage in the Box rant, I was there. That was David Cone bobblehead day. We will be talking about this Aaron Judge bobblehead. I brought mine in today, folks. We're going to talk all about it. I was at that game. It was another day game where it was quiet in there, hot mics in there, not a lot of people in there. These guys have it in their head that they have to be on the defense. Similar to Yankee Stadium security, right? Early on this season, I just noticed, and I know because I go to the stadium, Yankee Stadium security has to establish dominance over the visitors. They are extra tight this year. Good, good for them. There's a lot of people showing up for bobbleheads and John Sterling and everything else. But today, a guy showed up and yelled something that I don't care what Hunter Wendelstedt said 3 hours later. I don't care about the pool report. That doesn't mean anything to me. It can't change anything. Your reaction was off of a fan sitting in Legends Row 1 with complimentary drinks on a Monday at 1:10. Your reaction was to that guy. Aaron Boone was checking out his nails, flashing his Oris watch with the fancy red band. He wasn't even talking. What kind of warning is that? You warn a guy, and then you eject a guy, and then after the game you say it was somebody down. Come on, bro. We're not stupid. That's what I'm saying. Watch the game, folks. The Yankees have to deal with ball outside. That ball's down. The Yankees have to deal with umpires that don't know which way is up or down. These guys are lost. I've been screaming for robo-umps since the lockout. I was hoping we could get that in the lockout. But Aaron Boone, obviously, has this on his back. It's a label on him that this guy is going to yell. He's going to wear you out. He's going to show you up. He's going to embarrass you early in the game, establish dominance over him. But that's what's crazy, right? You're calling the game, Hunter. You are the officiator of this match. How do you let an outside voice affect what's going on the field? That's ridiculous. They have to look into it. It changed the whole complexion and feel of the game. The Yankees lineup is, I don't know. If Juan Soto's not doing it, if Verdugo's not doing it, we'll talk about the lineup construction. We'll talk about Judge. We'll talk about Glaber. We'll talk about all of it. They shouldn't have lost to the poverty Sacramento A's, soon to be Sacramento A's, today. They should sweep this series. Now you can't sweep this series because it started off on the wrong foot. And let me go back to this story. If you remember me talking about this last year, and I got to go back to the Yankees schedule from last year to find the game. Mets fans, Aroldis Chapman just got suspended for getting at this young, he looks African-American, but he's not. This young black, he looks black, but he's not. I'm identifying like that. Umpire, I can't think of his name, but if I go back to the box score from last year, I can find it. What I'm saying is he's also young. He's young, black. He's fairly new. I think this might be his second season on the job. And Aroldis Chapman got disciplined for yelling at him, and you guys saw that in the Pirates series. That same guy, Aaron Boone last year, in like the third inning of one of those Orioles games, he gets in this dude's face, and he like spits in his face, and the dude, like, he takes that personally, as anyone would in any type of situation. But, like, that's what I'm saying. That it didn't help. The Yankees went on to lose that game. It did not help their case. It did not help their cause. And so this is something that I know these guys review. I know these guys talk about. I know they watch baseball. And I know they have a brotherhood. I know they look out for each other. Oh, Paul has the name. Edwin Moscoso, if that's how to pronounce it. Moscoso, whatever. Edwin. We'll call him Edwin. You can look him up. Google him. When he disrespected that young man, I could tell. I'm like, they're trying to protect this guy. Because if you remember, I think the guy's name was Brendan. You could hear DJ LeMayu and the Savages in the Box rant. Tighten up, Brendan. You got to tighten up. And that guy was young and on the draw. They're trying to protect their union. They're trying to protect their guys. So what I'm basically saying is, this is never going away. I did a Q&A with Aaron Boone down the shore at Baseline Social before the season started. Plug here, because we're doing the same thing with Willie Randolph less than a month, May 19th. Get your tickets. And I asked Boone about, hey, this year are you going to try and cool it on the ejections? And the way that I proposed the question to him, I said, I remember hearing you were embarrassed, right? When you did the Laz Diaz impression, right? You did his strikeout impression. And you went viral and your daughter said something to you. You were embarrassed, right? He said, yeah, he was embarrassed about how that played with his daughter. And then he made a joke in front of the audience like, oh, I only got ejected. And I forget the number he said. Let's say he said 8 times. And then he said in the second half. It's funny, Aaron, but it's not funny because, like, we went 82-80 last year. We needed every strike ball, every thing that we could get. It's just, it's so whack to watch the game. And, like, now that that hung over the whole game. Shout out to the YES broadcast. They did a good job covering it. It just changed the whole feel of the game. Now, Aaron Boone is not out there. Brad Ausmus is stepping up. And it's just like, that doesn't have to happen, man. This is Major League Baseball. We did not pay to see Hunter Wendelstedt. Like, we did not pay to see the umpire inject himself that early. It was so early. So, sorry, I had to get that rant off. But the long and short of it is, Boone has to stand down. But I know he's going to fight for his guys because his guys are savages in that box, and that's his job. He also said to me, like that's what I have to do because I don't want the players getting tossed. That really affects the game, right? But, I mean, it went from the hit by pitch and the guy had to check swing, but he didn't swing and whatever. All I'm saying is Boone's got to stand down, but he's not. Major League Baseball's got to do better. Somebody's got to step in and investigate these guys because that guy injected himself into that game. It changed the whole game today. 877-337-6666. Now, I understand slumps. I understand it's baseball, Susan. I understand they're not going to be perfect. I understand it's April 22nd. But these are the big, bad Bronx dogs. But these are the all-in New York Yankees. With Juan Soto and Aaron Judge batting second and third. These are the New York Yankees looking to win the World Series, right? They don't look like it today. They don't look like it. They've been shut out, what, 4 times this year? 3 times at home? You're going to get booed. You're going to get booed. You're going to get booed. Especially when you wear the golden sombrero. I don't care what you think. I don't care what your dad thinks. I don't care what your mom thinks. I think something is wrong with Aaron Judge. Because in my household, when we watch the games, I say, shh, everybody stop what you're doing. Aaron Judge is batting. When you're in the stadium and you hear that, all rise, that's to get your attention that the guy that hits moonshots is coming up so you don't miss it. Where is that guy right now? What's up with Aaron Judge? Where is that guy right now at the plate? I don't know how many pitches I've seen go in that square strike zone that in the past, Aaron Judge hits those balls to Grand Concourse. He puts them 500 feet somewhere. Without a question, without a doubt. Most guys are scared to even throw those pitches. Now, they're going right at Aaron Judge. Is he compromised? I don't care if your mom, dad, brother says he's not hurt. Well, he's out there, right? I think he's got to be hurt. What else is it? The Monstars came down for Space Jam 3 and zapped him of his... Are we in a movie? That this does not look like Aaron Judge to me. I've watched a ton of his at-bats. Live, in person, on TV. Something is wrong. And you know what's potentially wrong. Because he was spring beat up just a month and a half ago. He had the toe injury last year that I'm still putting something out there to be done against the Dodgers. They didn't have to pay a fine. They didn't have to pay the Yankees something. This guy is a different hitter. He was one of the most feared hitters in baseball. This guy does not look like himself. He looks like a shell of himself. So you can't tell me that he's 100% healthy. If he is, man, check out his head and his eyes. If it's not the toe, oblique, abs, then give him some rest or something. And it's not going to happen against the Oakland A's. And I also understand, Keith, the lineup is the lineup. Yeah, the lineup is the lineup. Until you get maybe DJ back. I don't care to see Taylor Trammell or Jamai Jones. I knew they were punting as soon as that lineup was put together because you got to sit Glaber. Glaber's a mess. And that's another thing. The coddling of Glaber Torres has to stop. We've been doing this for years. Oh, Glaber Torres is the shortstop of the future. No! Anybody that was live in Yankee Stadium watching him play shortstop? No! We never believed. And now he can barely play second base, and you brought in DJ LeMahieu, who's a gold glove second baseman all these years ago, right? You thought DJ would be at second base and Glaber would be at short. Now you got to leave Glaber at second base, and he can barely do that job without screwing it up. Lazy throw, not knowing where to go with the ball, running into the outfield. Like, bro, like, is this real? These are the New York Yankees. 877-337-6666. Now that I got the rant out, whatever, I'm dressed in full Yankee gear. Yankee hat, Yankee hoodie, Yankee jacket, brought my bobblehead. I love the Yankees. I love this season. We're in first place. We got 15 wins in spite of all that. So imagine what they look like when they get healthy, they get whole, and they get right. Garrett Cole's on the way back. And can I tip my cap to Carlos Rodon? I get it. It's the poverty, Oakland, Sacramento, Las Vegas A's. But he looked good today. Can we at least pat the guy on the back, try and build the guy up, a no decision? The guy goes out there. He had a no-no going for a little bit. Gave up a hit. Had a few strikeouts. Carlos Rodon, thank you. Thank you. The offense failed you today. The offense couldn't get it going today. And you know what? It sucks. They're not going to drop Aaron Judge in the lineup. They're not going to drop Gleyber Torres in the lineup or sit him on the bench. But they will move 22-year-old Anthony Volpe, who was tearing it up, looking like an all-star, putting up ridiculous numbers. They will move him from the bottom half of the order in the fourth series of the year and say, you're the leadoff hitter. The day after saying we would look up in 10 years and that would be his spot. They'll move him to get Gleyber Torres going. And now Volpe hasn't been going the same. If it ain't broke, you don't fix it. It wasn't broke, you fixed it. Now a bunch of other things need some fixing. 877-337-6666. We get it. They are winning series. They've lost one series. We get it. They are a good team. But we are developing habits here. They have a standard here. That's why you get booed here. Anybody, nobody's above it. It's crazy to me that so many people say, oh, it's early, it's April, when it comes to Judge or Gleyber Torres. How come you don't apply that to Juan Soto's hot start? No, with Juan Soto, it's blank check. Give him everything. MVP chance. Wait, it's just the first month of the season. What if he falls off a cliff? If he falls off a cliff, he's getting booed too. 877-337-6666. It's a reaction in the moment. It's everybody on the edge of their seats hoping and rooting that you do it so that we can blow the roof off the place. And then when you get struck out looking or you swing at some BS, boo, get him out of here. Come on. And nobody is above that. I don't care if it's your bobblehead day. And I was listening to Tiki talk about the bobbleheads. I was like, no, Tiki, no. Evan was trying to tell him, like, Tiki does not know. The pandemonium in Yankee Stadium over these bobbleheads. Let's go back again. This 62 bobblehead that I'm holding in my hand, this was supposed to be given out last year. It's a two-part set. It goes with the 61 Roger Maris bobblehead. It got rained out. They moved it to this year. We did not forget. People were showing up to Yankee Stadium. I've talked to many of them at 9 a.m., 10 a.m. on Saturday. Of course, for John Sterling. No, really to get their bobblehead to go with the one that they got last year. Or if they missed out on that one, they want this one. It's a two-piece set. I heard Tiki say something about throwing the bobblehead on. Nobody's throwing these bobbleheads. Yo, shout out to my boy Sean. My boy Sean made I'm not going to say the amount of money. He made a good amount of cash, had a wad of cash, because he was able to collect a bunch of bobbleheads and sell them in the stadium. It was a come up. So if you're looking for a bobblehead less than the $100 on eBay, I know a guy that knows a guy that has them. I have mine. It's not for sale. But I'm very familiar with the whole bobblehead game and what goes on in Yankee Stadium. They're precious to us. It has nothing to do with Aaron Judge getting booed on his bobblehead day. Like I heard the Tampa Bay radio guys say, oh, you boo your franchise player on his bobblehead day? Hell yeah. He doesn't look like our franchise player that hit 62 home runs. 877-337-6666. So we'll start with the Yankees. We'll get into this Knicks game. We'll get into the Isles and Rangers and draft talk. But I just had to talk to the Yankee fans, speak on some of the Yankees stuff. You know, Gleyber Torres, I've been trying to trade Gleyber Torres for like 3 years in the offseason and at the deadline. It is what it is. Are you surprised? When somebody shows you who they are, believe them. And Aaron Judge, I just think, has to be compromised. He has to be hurt. But after last year, going 82-80, he can't step out. He means too much. And now Yankee Stadium has turned into Juan Soto land. That adulation that used to come to him in right field when he would cross the foul line and the kids would be screaming, "Judge, Judge, Judge, throw me a ball." That's gone to Mr. Juan Soto Pacheco. Deuce, deuce. In front of the judges' chambers. Nobody's over there with the gavels and the white wigs anymore. They got to build some type of Soto thing for Juan Soto land. Judge isn't going to try and, you know, step out, hit the IL, even rest or whatever, because he's the captain. He's the $40 million man, highest paid. You following me? Right? There's a lot of things at play here. We're investigating now. As fans, what's going on? We're trying to get to the bottom of it. Maybe you can help me out. 877-337, a 6, and two more sixes. Shout out to Alex Verdugo just because.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.